These things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Christmas 1983, I had the high privilege and joy of being in the Holy Land. There was a day that I went on the Mount of the Ascension. It was a cloudy day. It was late afternoon. And I stood there looking at the Eastern Gate and the Old City. It was gloomy, and then all of a sudden the sun peeked out and it hit the Eastern Gate. Did our Lord see that when before he was taken up into the clouds? What did he see of the Old City? Can we imagine ourselves being there, having him there, and he blessed us, and he disappears? This was the state of the apostles. When they left for 10 days, they would seemingly be on their own because the Holy Ghost had not come. Here are the words of St. Augustine concerning the Ascension. Today, Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, went up to heaven. Let our hearts go up there with him. Listen to the words of St. Paul. If ye have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, and not things that are on the earth. Just as he ascended without leaving us, so too we are already with him in heaven, although his promises have not been fulfilled in our bodies. Let's hear that again. Just as he ascended without leaving us, so too we are already with him in heaven. Now, at death, our glorified bodies will be with him, but in our souls, we're already with him there. Sometimes I don't think that's emphasized enough. Christ is now raised above the heavens, but he still experiences on earth whatever things we, his members, feel. He showed us that it was true, that it's still true. As he called out to St. Paul at his conversion, just the moment he was converted, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He says elsewhere, I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Why then do we not exert ourselves on earth so as to be happy with him already in heaven? Through the faith, hope, and charity which unite us with him. Christ, while in heaven, is also with us. We will have him in a few moments in the sacrament. He's with us in spirit as we pray to him, as we read his word. And we, while on earth, are also with him. Again, our souls are with him in heaven. At the moment of baptism, that became true. He is with us in his Godhead, in his power, and his love. And we, though we cannot be with him in the Godhead as he is with us, can be with him in our love and our love for him as we love others. He did not leave heaven when he came down to us from heaven. He came, again, this is a mystery. Can I explain it? No. He was in heaven while he was yet on earth. And he did not leave us when he ascended to heaven again. So he's up there, and yet he's still here. His own words show that he was in heaven while he was here. As he says, no one has ascended unto heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. He said this on this earth. He said this because of the unity between us and himself. For he is our head, and we are his body, the church. Corporately and individually. The words of no one but he are true, since we are Christ in the sense that he is the Son of Man because of us, and we are the children of God because of him. For this reason, St. Paul says, just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is also with Christ. He does not say, so it is with Christ. But so it is also with Christ. So Christ is many members, but one body. He came down from heaven then in mercy, and it is he alone who has ascended, since we are in him through grace. That is why no one has ascended but Christ, and no one but Christ has ascended. Not that the dignity of the head is fused with the body, but that the body in its unity is not separated from its head. St. Augustine. Ascension, Jesus going on his own power to heaven from which he came. Assumption, some people get misunderstand, like the assumption of the Blessed Mother. She was carried up into heaven. She did not ascend, she was assumed in heaven, brought into heaven. In the ascension, the words of the gospel say that he was taken up. But C.S. Lewis alludes to this as he writes about the ascension. At the moment of the Annunciation, Jesus Christ, eternally existing with God the Father and the Holy Ghost, entered into time and space. When he was born, when he was in the temple teaching the elders, when he turned the water into wine, when he healed those that were sick, those that were disfigured, when he gave his life on the cross for us after his agony in the garden, being buried and rising again under his own power. 40 days glorious on the earth. So it is ascension. He's not only taken up, but taken out of the world, taken out of time and space. And now he is not bound by time and space, and yet he is with us. Can I explain it? No, I can't. It's an incredible mystery of the faith. But that's why this is such an important feast. It's a shame that it's on Thursday. But it is what it is, but we have to understand the significance of it. And now Jesus Christ is ascended up to heaven, sitting, as we said in the creed, on the right hand of the Father, pleading and begging for us. And when we sin, he tells the Father, it is covered by my blood. It was from the beginning, is, and ever will be. All the sins of the world are covered by the shedding of blood. So we wait liturgically for 10 days. A week from today will be when the church celebrates the Holy Ghost coming, Whit Sunday, Pentecost. So we wait, and yet we have something the apostles also had. But we have the Holy Ghost. They didn't. They broke bread in the name of the Lord, but for 10 days, I can't imagine what it felt like knowing that Christ was gone up in the heaven. And he said, I will send the Comforter. But let's ponder in these next few days before Pentecost what it would be like without the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us, convicting us of sin, bringing joy to our hearts when we're sad. But let us instead, this time we have together, experience it not only with the Holy Spirit leading us, but as he feeds us with his very body and blood. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.